Merry Christmas. Right. Today's message, the title is God is Approachable. Can you say that to your neighbor? God is approachable. Right. It's from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. It says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Right. Yeah, the name Emmanuel is not a personal name. It's not that Jesus ever bore this name, Emmanuel. It is seen, this name is seen as a fulfillment. Right? Name indicates the role of Jesus. Right? And what was the role of Jesus? Jesus' fulfillment, fulfilled the role in bringing God's presence to human beings. God with us. The name Emmanuel, God with us, shows that Jesus became one of us. The word Christians use is incarnate, incarnation. God became a human being. Right? God became a human being to live among us, but ultimately so that Jesus can die and pay the penalty for our sin. The name Emmanuel, God with us, also shows that God relates with us. You can touch him, you could talk to him, you could see him, you could know him. God wants a relationship with you and me. God wants to be with you. As the title says, God is approachable. You know, God is not an insecure dictator who needs to show everyone that he is so powerful. In Jesus, God himself came to this world as a baby. He humbled himself. God didn't use fear, but humility on Christmas to show that we could approach him. You know, as God, he could have came to earth, you know, any way that he wanted to. He could have came to earth with army of angels, trumpets blaring, bright lights, maybe earthquake, you know, and fire from heaven, you know. You know, that's, he could have came that way. And people were waiting for a Messiah. And in their human thinking, they thought he was going to come in a very dramatic way. But instead, Jesus' birth is arranged in humility. It's in humility. Jesus wore a different kind of glory. Not the glory of riches, fame, and worldly power, but the glory of humility. Jesus comes to us as a baby. Jesus' beginning was totally helpless. Born into poverty, Jesus' birth happens in the midst of shame, with the people around him whispering that Jesus was an illegitimate child born out of adultery. If God came in his glory and in all his holiness, none of us would be able to approach God. In the Old Testament, God's presence covered Mount Sinai. His glory fell on the mountain. And the Bible says anyone who touched that sacred mountain died. Because if he came in his glory, we could not see him. We could not touch him. God did not use fear. Any relationship that uses fear to get someone to do something, that's not a good relationship. It's a manipulative relationship. It's a selfish relationship. Any relationship based on fear, I believe, is selfish. Fear of hell is a bad reason to follow Christ. It will only bring out very temporary commitment. But the Bible says God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for us so that we will have eternal life. And the Bible says, why? Because he loves you and me. Right. When the emphasis is on fear, the emphasis is on what we can do for God. But when we understand Christmas, the Christmas message, the emphasis is on what God did and does for you and me. Our sins separate us from God. Because of sin, everyone, you know, we have shame and condemnation. There's brokenness, and shame and condemnation makes us run away from God. makes us fear God because of God is holy. Christmas message shows that Jesus made it possible for us, for you and me, to approach God. There, in the Bible, there is a woman, a Canaanite woman, in Matthew 15. And to this woman, it looked like Jesus was not approachable to this Canaanite woman. She wasn't a Jew, but a Canaanite. They were an ancient enemy of Israel. She had to face a lot of discrimination, especially as a woman. In Jesus' time, women were discriminated against, looked down on, and were separated. Women were rarely taught the Torah. As a Canaanite woman, Jesus, being a Jew, could not associate with her. She faced severe problem. Her daughter was demon-possessed, something that she had no control over. And she called out to Jesus, but Jesus was silent. She continued to call out to Jesus, and his disciples were so bothered by the Canaanite woman, asked Jesus, "Can you just send her away? Please just send her away." And it seemed like Jesus himself refuses to see her. Jesus says at first to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. I was sent to Israel, not to you, the Canaanite." Then Jesus says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." What Jesus seems to be saying, right, is you're not worth helping. Right? But the Canaanite woman, she continued to approach Jesus. She did not stop. The woman replied, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Right? Then what Jesus said was this: "You have great faith, and your request is granted." This Canaanite woman, I want to share this with you because she maintained the faith that Jesus was approachable, even though there was a cultural barrier, even though there was a religious barrier, there was human barrier, there was a circumstantial barrier. Even when Jesus apparently seemed to ignore her and tell her, "I can't help you," the Canaanite woman continued to approach Jesus. Jesus was not rejecting the Canaanite woman. I believe what Jesus is trying to teach us through this example is that in order to approach Jesus, especially when you're going through a difficult time, especially if you feel like there's so much barrier. The woman was facing a demonic possession of her family. There was cultural barrier. There was religious barrier. There's discrimination. You need faith. When we approach God, let us dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Don't let anything stop you from approaching God. Tell that to your neighbor. Don't let anything stop you. You see, this Christmas, people, you know, it's a hectic time, hectic season. You know, at Christmas, people are searching. You know, we're searching for, if you went to the mall yesterday, parking space, right? You're looking for unique gifts and toys. You're looking for good deals. You're looking for coupons, And even in the time of Jesus, they missed Jesus. The religious leaders missed Jesus. The Bible teachers of that time missed Jesus. Those who served in the temple missed Jesus, except the shepherd and the magi. They did not miss Jesus. The shepherds, they were considered the nobodies. They were considered the godless. That's what they called them, the godless shepherds. The shepherds were uneducated. They were poor, they were unwanted. But this did not stop them from seeking Jesus. You know, how other people saw them as nobodies did not stop them from seeking and approaching Jesus. They left their sheep and traveled to Bethlehem to see Jesus. The Magi, they were the opposite of the shepherd. Traditions say they were kings from a distant land. They were men of influence. Herod the king knew them. The shepherd, there's the opposite. Their pride, their riches, their position, their power did not prevent them from approaching Jesus. They humbled themselves to worship his kings from distant land. They humbled themselves to worship a newborn baby born in a manger. Manger was something that the cows ate their food from. Their material possession and comfort did not prevent them from approaching Jesus. In America, I think materialism and comfort is one of the main reasons we don't approach Jesus. They left a comfortable and rich home to travel many miles to sit at the feet of Jesus. You know, and this Christmas season, if you're looking for a good deal, go to Amazon, if you're looking for a good deal. And if you search long enough, you're going to find a really good deal. The shepherd and the magi were looking for Jesus, and they found him. And this is when I want to challenge Catalyst. I want to challenge you during this Christmas season to approach Jesus. Jeremiah, I want to close with this. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me. This is God telling us. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And the church said, amen. Okay, worship team. The Canaanite woman, that passage shows us that there's no barrier to Jesus. There's no barrier. There's no difficulty that could be a barrier to Jesus. There's no human being that could be a barrier to Jesus in your personal relationship with Jesus. There's no circumstances that will be a barrier to Jesus to you. But what's required from us is faith. Okay, the devil comes to you, the demons will say he doesn't care. He's not listening to you. He's too busy. There's too many other things that's more important to God. Your difficulty is not important to the Lord. That's what the demons tell you. And how are you going to respond? Are you going to listen to lies? Are you going to listen to the devil? Or are you going to be like the Canaanite woman? Jesus, help me. She fought through the disciples. She fought through the cultural barrier. She fought through the discrimination and approached Jesus. I believe there's only two people that in the gospel that Jesus commend their faith. It wasn't the disciples. He criticized their faith all the time. You of little faith to his 12 disciples. To the people that was following him, he always said they don't have much faith. But to the Canaanite woman, Jesus said to her, you have great faith. You stand out. You stand out more than the priest. You stand out more than my disciples. You stand out more than the religious people here. Jesus told the Canaanite woman, you have great faith. Catalyst, there's difficulties that you're going through. There's problems. There's conflicts. There's addiction. There's broken relationships. There's mental illness. There's demonic attack. We're going to overcome it by approaching Jesus together as a church.